The oil shock in India, crude, the rupee, and inflation. Key takeaways: Brent crude vaulted past $100 a barrel in March and above $120 at the peak before easing toward the high $90, driven by the Strait of Hormuz crisis. India imports close to 85% of its oil, so the shock hits the rupee, inflation, the current account and equities all at once. The rupee slid to a record low near 96 to the dollar, as every $10 on Brent adds an estimated -$14 billion to India's annual import bill. The current account deficit is set to widen sharply as the oil bill climbs. For Indian equities, crude has three regimes: rally, range, or risk-off, depending on how high and how fast prices move. Brent crude vaulted past $100 a barrel in March, spiked above $120 at the height of the panic, and has since drifted back toward the high $90 as ceasefire talk flickers in and out. For most of the world, that is a headline. For India, which imports close to 85% of the oil it burns, it is a tax on everything at once: the rupee, inflation, the current account, and the market's nerve. The trigger sits 2,000 kilometers away. The bill lands in Mumbai. What broke the calm? On 28 February, US and Israeli strikes on Iran lit the fuse. Within days, Tehran declared the Strait of Hormuz, the choke point through which roughly a fifth of the world's seaborne oil moves, effectively closed. Gulf producers shut in millions of barrels a day. The UAE walked out of OPEC on 1 May. More than 3 months on, the strait is still a ghost route, a handful of tankers a day against a normal 100, with shipowners unwilling to return despite on-again, off-again reopening talks. The supply shock is real, and it is the kind markets cannot hedge their way around. When a fifth of the world's seaborne oil is in question, price discovery stops being about barrels and starts being about headlines. First transmission, the rupee. The cleanest place to watch an oil shock hit India is the currency. The rupee has slid to record lows just shy of rupees 96 to the dollar, and the mechanism is mechanical. Every $10 on Brent adds an estimated $13.14 billion to India's annual import bill. That is $13.14 billion of extra dollar demand the economy has to find, and it pulls the rupee down with it. A weaker rupee then loops back into the oil bill. The same barrel costs more in rupees even if its dollar price holds, and into every other import, from electronics to edible oil. This is the part that makes an oil shock so corrosive for India specifically. It doesn't stay in the energy aisle. Second transmission, inflation. Headline CPI rose to 3.48% in April, the fastest in a year. That is still inside the Reserve Bank's comfort zone, but the direction is the point, and crude is a swing factor. The rough rule of thumb is that every sustained $10 on Brent adds something like 30 basis points to headline inflation, partly direct, fuel, transport, and partly through the weaker rupee. So far, the pump has been shielded. All marketing companies and the government have absorbed much of the blow, passing it through to petrol and diesel only in measured tranches. That cushioning has a cost. It lands on the oil marketing companies' margins and on the fiscal account, and it cannot last indefinitely if crude stays bid. That leaves the RBI in an uncomfortable spot. It has held the repo rate at 5.25% with a neutral stance, and it is in no hurry to move. But the consensus read is that a hike only comes into play if inflation looks set to push durably towards 6%, a scenario that turns live if crude simply refuses to come down. Third transmission, the current account. Zoom out from prices to the balance of payments and the strain is clearest. India's oil trade deficit ran near $120 billion in financial year 26, and forecasters now see the current account deficit widening toward 2.2% of GDP, up from well under 1% a year ago, almost entirely on the oil line. India's services surplus, its great external shock absorber, softens the blow but does not erase it. A wider deficit is exactly what makes the rupee fragile and foreign investors cautious, which brings the loop back to the market. Fourth transmission, the market. Indian equities have felt all of it. The Sensex and Nifty fell about 2.8% and 1.9% in May, with West Asia, a weak rupee, imported inflation fears and foreign selling all pulling the same way. The sharper pain came earlier. A single session in mid-March took the Sensex down 1,460 points, part of a three-week stretch that wiped out roughly rupees 20 lakh crore of investor wealth. Underneath the index, an all-shock sorts winners from losers fast. On the wrong side sit the obvious consumers of crude, all marketing companies caught between global prices and a shielded pump, paint makers like Asian Paints and Berger, whose resins and solvents are crude derivatives, aviation, where jet fuel is 40-45% of an airline's costs and has roughly tripled, enough that the government has stepped in with rupees 100 billion of support to keep fares manageable, and the broad sweep of tires, plastics and chemicals. On the right side sit the upstream producers, ONGC, All India, for whom a higher crude price is simply more revenue, and, more subtly, the rupee-earning exporters in IT and pharma, for whom a weaker rupee is a quiet tailwind even as the rest of the tape sells off. The levels that matter. Strip out the daily noise and crude resolves into three regimes for Indian equities. Brained crude market reaction, the read below $90 relief rally, the import bill eases, the rupee finds a floor and the inflation scare fades, risk appetite comes back. $90, $100 sideways, range-bound costs are uncomfortable but absorbable, the Hormuz overhang caps the upside. The market waits for a signal. Above $100 downward pressure, imported inflation, a weaker rupee and a widening current account deficit drag on sentiment and earnings. With Brent in the high $90 today, the market is sitting squarely in that middle band, which is exactly why it has been chopping sideways rather than trending. The view. An all shock is the rare macro event that touches every part of the Indian story at once, the currency, prices, the external account and the index, which is why it deserves more attention than a single bad print. The good news is that the proximate cause is geopolitical, and geopolitics can de-escalate as fast as it escalates. The moment Hormuz genuinely reopens, much of this unwinds. The risk is the other path, crude that simply sits above $100 long enough to harden into the base case. That is a line to watch, not the daily spot, but whether the high price sticks. Because India can absorb a spike. What it cannot easily absorb is a plateau. This is general information, not investment advice.